What fun we are having tonight. You know, one of the groups that I really want you to thank are the musicians who are playing for all of these different styles and doing such an amazing job. I'm not going to take very much of your time. I just want to take a few moments to celebrate the global song of Christmas, a song that rises in every nation, in every heart, and every culture. The church is present, enabling people to celebrate real hope at this time of the year. And our thoughts can't but go to the bereaved and those that are struggling in Ukraine and in Israel and in Gaza and in northern Nigeria and in South Sudan and in Pakistan and in Afghanistan. So many places around the world tonight where my brothers and sisters in Christ, and if you are a Christian, your brothers and sisters in Christ are suffering because of their allegiance to Jesus. And we find ourselves here this evening able to have such fun, able to celebrate in freedom, not worried that the police are going to come through the door, not worried that a bomb is going to fall on this building, not worried that we are being watched by the Secret Service. Many in this community here tonight have memories of times when it was even harder to be followers of Jesus. The Lithuanian church has gone through a great deal in that nation as they have served Jesus and put him first. And here in KT, we have around 130 nations present. What a privilege it is for us to be part of such a church. There are not many like this on planet Earth, where there is such diversity and such celebration. And I wonder if you are from a nationality that does not yet have a national fellowship here at KT, that has never celebrated on this stage, has never been here to dance or to sing or to read or to pray or to act or to give testimony, whether the Lord might prompt you to do something about that. Maybe he's asking you to get together with some people from your own nation here in London or around the world, wherever you are, and to pray that God's kingdom would come where you live, where your family is from, where your homeland is, to pray that his glory would be seen in your nation. It's a privilege for us tonight, but it isn't a privilege that we should be surprised by. In the announcement of the gospel in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 14, when the angels appeared, this is what we read in scripture. "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst all whom he favors." When the angels announced the birth of Jesus, they announced that it was good news to all people, to every nation, to every tribe, to every part of the world. The church is not the possession of Western Europe. The gospel is not a European message. It doesn't belong to those that think that they can lock it into their cultural boundaries. Jesus was not white. He was a Middle Eastern Jewish man. The gospel comes to all people. It comes as good news to every nation. And you are not supposed to worship in the constraints of somebody else's culture. You are called to serve God in your cultural identity. You're called to be free in your identity. That's why I absolutely love All Nations Praise. I love to see all of the different cultural expressions of how Christ is moving and touching and changing lives. The Holy Spirit makes the Christmas message, the gospel message, the birth of Jesus, a message to all people everywhere. And the same God that empowers your worship tonight, whether it be the beautiful pitch-perfect tones of the Lithuanians, or the passionate dancing, I can't quite do that, of the Nepalese, I definitely can't do that shoulder action. Or it be the choirs that we have heard from Ghana, or the vibrant, passionate singing of the Caribbean, or a little later on, the quiet and reflective and non-demonstrative Nigerians. Wherever it be, it is the Holy Spirit that inspires that worship. He inspires us in our identities. He inspires us to bring who we are. I love to hear the Bible read in people's heart languages, because that is the language that God speaks to you. I love to see people singing in their heart languages. I love to see people wearing their national dress, dancing to their national music, moving with a sense of national identity, because Christmas is not something that is bound by European tradition. The incarnation is a global message for a global church. We are on all continents of planet Earth. And our worship that we engage in tonight is part of something that will last for eternity. In Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, we read the story of the wise men being traveling from the Middle East all the way to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem to find Jesus. They arrive in Jerusalem looking for him. They represent different cultures. They represent people from other nationalities, from other tribes, from other traditions. Herod, the Jewish-born man, resists the call of God. The Magi, who go beyond that Jewish tradition, who live outside of it, have come to worship him, because true worship and praise crosses borders. It crosses cultures. I don't know if you've ever noticed or had the experience as a follower of Jesus of standing somewhere and somebody coming up to you and saying, "Excuse me, but can I ask you something? Are you a Christian?" Has that ever happened to any of you? There's something stirs in your heart because there's a family identity that rests deep within your spirit when you are born again, when you belong to Jesus. I am conscious that there are people joining us from all over the world tonight, and many thousands more will watch the recordings of this message. And I know that many of you will be in nations where you are using virtual private networks and protected systems in order to join this service. Tonight, here in London, we are standing with you. We are praying that you will know the blessing and the protection of Almighty God, that he will surround you and sustain you and carry you and give you great hope. The Holy Spirit draws people from the outside into the family of God. That's what he did with me. That's what he did with you. And that's what he can do with anyone tonight who may be here because you're here to see a family member, or you're here to celebrate, or you've heard about some kind of strange service happening in this church tonight and you wanted to come and spy it out. And maybe you find yourself asking the question, where do they get that joy? Well, it comes from Jesus, who came to us, who died for us, who rose again for us, who offers himself to us. It is his gift to us, a gift of joy in every set of circumstances, a gift of peace no matter what, a gift of hope, a gift of love that will never be taken from us. Because when you are in Christ and he is in you, everything is changed. And lastly, and very simply, what you are experiencing tonight is a taster of what you will one day experience in eternity. In Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, we read these beautiful and powerful words. "After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation and from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and they worshiped God, singing, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Imagine the scene. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue represented before the throne of God, singing one song. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to our God. And when we join together from our different nations and our different tribes and our different tongues, we get a foretaste of what that would look like. Last July and June, when I came to Kensington Temple, I said that one of my dreams, one of my concrete prayers, is that God will give us people from every nation on planet Earth. Because I believe that that is what he wants. That this somehow crazy, beautiful, complex, challenging, life-giving, energizing, frustrating church is a representation of the people of God on planet. Some of you are saying, gosh, that's a really good description of our fellowship. Is a representation to London and the world of the family of God. Sisters and brothers, in this city, our political leaders cannot find solutions that cross cultural boundaries. We have the solution. It is Jesus Christ. Across Europe, integration, cohesion, identity, they are the top of the political agenda. Across Eastern Europe, as the Russian bear raises its head, people are preparing for war. Just yesterday, there was a piece in one of our national newspapers saying that the Germans are reintroducing national service. And young men and young women saying, we resist this, we don't want to do this. All across Europe, people are preparing for war, increasing their budgets, increasing their military spending, because they see it coming. Why? Because one group of people want to control another. And borders are closing, and policies are being developed that restrict and exclude other people because nations are afraid of difference. They don't know how to do the complexity of a multicultural, multi-ethnic society or community. We are that community. We live and breathe what it looks like to be a healthy community where black, white, brown, yellow stand together. Where women and men from different cultures and different continents share who they are without fear or without intimidation. Where we learn to do and be what it is to be truly human in front of one another, and we flourish. No wonder the gospel is the hope of the world. Tonight, as we continue with our celebration, it is easy to celebrate the wonderful diversity of the church on planet Earth. And yet to still sit here and feel completely isolated and alone in your own family, in your own circumstances, and in your own situation. But the God who comes to save the nations is the God who comes to save you. He is the God that steps into your story, into your living room, into your circumstances. He's the God who sits with you as you grieve. He's the God who offers you forgiveness for that mistake that you made this year that you think has destroyed your life. He's the God that can rebuild with the broken shards of your life. You can't quite see it, but behind me here, there's a stained glass window, and it is a beautiful stained glass window, actually. And I like to look at it sometimes in the mornings to come and sit here and to pray and to reflect on it as the light shines through it. Because stained glass windows are made up of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of glass of different colors that are carefully placed to form a picture. They're carefully put into the surround so that you can tell what they are. But they start off as bits of glass. Sometimes our lives, individually and collectively, can feel like bits of glass that are scattered on the floor of our experience. And we look at them and we say, this is just a mess. But in the hands of Almighty God, He takes your broken shards and He forms a stained glass window of your life and of my life, through which the beautiful light of Christ can shine. And then He takes your pieces of glass and my pieces of glass, and He makes one beautiful window of hope for the world. And it is called the people of God. What a privilege it is to be here tonight. What a truth it is to hold on to, that we are part of a global church. And what an invitation, wherever you are from, whatever you have done, whatever your story may be, there's a place in the window of God's grace for you if you will allow God to pick you up, forgive you, and put you into His purposes and into His plans. Amen.